The recent rescue of a deaf child in Fremont, California, was possible in part because of a drone's infrared camera that could see the child's body at night. This eye in the sky offers invaluable information to first responders, and it comes from DJI, a Chinese drone maker that dominates the market.
The drones have become an integral part of our day-to-day operations. We use them from everything from all of our fires to hazardous materials incidents to search and rescue.
But buying Chinese-made technology has become more fraught. Recently, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security repeated warnings that Chinese-made drones could transfer U.S. data back to China, accusations that DJI denies. For the Fremont Fire Department, the warnings serve as a reminder of best practices for storing and transferring information.
And so there are ways that we can localize our data so that it doesn't go out. You know, there's ways that we don't have to be connected to the internet. We don't have to transfer things over the internet. We can isolate our data within our system. And so we're confident with that.
About 1,000 U.S. public safety departments use drones, says Romeo Dersher with DJI. The company works with these agencies to train and prepare for disasters such as the wildfires in California. As the U.S. has raised concerns about drones, DJI has increased the kinds of security and data controls it offers its customers.
We are not in the business to control data, but we want to give the tools to the operator to say how the data is being stored or processed or transmitted. And those pieces are in place.
Fremont Fire hopes someday to have hazardous material sensors on its drones to know the dangers of a situation before sending in people. And maybe one day, autonomous drones will go out to a scene to take a look before first responders arrive. Drones are only going to become more important to the agency.
In the next 10 years, it will be as common as seeing fire hose on the back of the engine. You're going to have a drone in there because the intelligence gathered by a drone is, you know, irreplaceable now. It really has become an everyday tool.
An everyday technology that saves lives, but is also caught up in suspicions between two tech superpowers. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, Fremont, California.